focus. One of the most important things you can do is find that area in which you can provide value, in which you know you have some foundation in, and then focus and work to get just a little bit better at it every single day. And stick with it past the point at which everyone else gets sick of it and gives up. But how do you know what that thing is? Well, that's a question I've been asking myself for a while now. And a lot of things have been happening in the background, and I'm so happy to finally get to tell you about it. My name is Guy Swan, and this is Dr. Ridiculous. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. This is not Dr. Ridiculous. This is Bitcoin Audible, and I am Guy Swan, the guy who has read more about Bitcoin than anybody else you know. And I'll get back to what the hell all that was about very soon. But I wanted to take an episode and talk to you about where my head is, some things, a lot of things that have been going on behind the scenes, and why a lot of things are changing, but no, one of those things is not a new show called Dr. Ridiculous. And shout out to everyone who knows what that intro music is and is right now going, oh, he brought it back. It felt good. It felt good, like the good old days, man. I feel it down in my bones. But yeah, we got a lot to cover, a lot to talk about. This show is brought to you by you guys. You guys who zap me on Noster, who boost on Fountain, who stream sats, who support my work, who donate on Patreon. Thank you so much to all of you. And for anybody else who wants to support the show, obviously you can zap me in all of those areas, but also just using my links for any of the services. Like I use River, Swan, Fold, and Strike basically as my predominant ways to buy Bitcoin. I also use RoboSats, but not quite as often, but they're definitely a great option for KYC-free Bitcoin. But for just convenient day-to-day stuff, I use those four, and I have an affiliate link for all of them right down in the show notes. So if you're looking for a reliable, safe, like one run by people that I trust and that I have used for a long time, all of those are right down there. And if you use my link at no cost to you, it will actually help support the show. I'll get a little bit of a kickback. And that stuff goes further than you would think. I also have a bunch of other services and products that are favorites of mine and things that I've used or that I just generally really love and or trust. So definitely check those out. And one of the best ways that you can help out the show is literally just share it out. Leave a review on Apple or Google Play, and then just share it with people that you know who are interested in Bitcoin. But today I wanted to make an announcement, something that I've been thinking about for a while, and something that I think is pretty long overdue. So I hired a team, basically. This was a one-man show for a really long time. And I hired a team to save myself an enormous amount of time and also streamline and just clean up a lot of the things that I had that were not very systematized, that were in my own unorganized fashion. But when I suddenly had some time freed up, I mean, the whole reason I wanted to free up my time was so that I could start expanding the number of projects that I worked on. And with all of that extra time, we put a lot of new branches on the tree. Started exploring and got super deep into the AI rabbit hole. And because of that, because I was spending so much time on it, I was like, we should do a show just so I can share out some of the things that that I've been figuring out and the tools that I use. Lots of people were asking me about those things when they found out that I was interested in them. So we built a whole new branding and kind of built a cohesive vision around both Bitcoin Audible and then also AI Unchained, and we did a cleanup of Shitcoin Insider, and then I started going down the Pear Stack rabbit hole, and I got locked in on Keat and pears.com and wholesale and started into my own project that was related to that because I saw the opportunity to build something that I thought was just going to be incredible and just immensely valuable, if for no other reason than to myself. And because of that and to all the time that I was spending over there, we did a whole nother branding and we did a whole nother show and started the Pear Report. Then I finally, slowly built up my workflow for my video work. And now that I had, I built, and I did a last like three or four years or so, I've done like five pretty significant video memes. The Lord of the Rings one, the guy, guy in the blue shirt, the Ryan Reynolds one. I guess it's just like, oh, free guy. That's what it's called. I was like, what's the name of that? The free guy meme with the whole world falling apart. The Matrix meme, which I know a lot of people are familiar with, and a handful of other ones. But every single one of those, what I was actually doing, one of the reasons I was focusing on kind of going from meme to meme in the background is I was slowly building a video workflow. Because I used completely different video software for each of those tools. I used Apple Motion and Final Cut for the VFX and animation on one. I used Adobe After Effects and Premiere. Then I used Adobe After Effects and Final Cut on one of them. And then I used DaVinci and Fusion. I mean, I've used a bunch of different software stacks in order to work that out. And so after we kind of cleaned this up and I brought a team on to say, give myself some extra time to actually work on that sort of stuff, started working on the two sats videos and the little shorts. And we started expanding and I settled finally on a workflow for video in order to just try to get it out a little bit faster, to get it more streamlined. And then around the same time, we started on Pear Drive, which was 1,000 times the undertaking that I thought it would be. I mean, I knew I was a little bit getting in over my head, but of course, you don't know exactly how much you're in over your head until you're literally in the water. And I really didn't want to give up that project, so I kept stacking stuff on. Then I was working on my writing, and I have been working on a chapter of a book that I will be publishing with a group of authors, as well as outlining and framing and a book on, I mean, it's sort of on Bitcoin, but it's more about the problem of money and what it does to society, how money organizes and coordinates society. And that sounds a little bit boring, but I've tried to build it around like extremely common and simple analogies to make it really engaging and also simple to understand. Like, it's not economics. You're not going to hear the words how money coordinates society very often in the text. It's not going to sound like Mises. But that's a whole thing that has just been very slow to actually make progress on. And then I've also been writing stories, and we put together with a couple of friends and people in Bitcoin who were interested in this a little storyboarding or story writing workshop group. And there's a couple of projects that I really, really, really want to get to over there. Then I joined with Scott and Tali and the Free Market Kids with the Free and Open Source Education Foundation. Then Hope and I started Devs Who Can't Code on how to build projects or how to build applications with LLMs and AI, even if you can't program, even if you don't know how to code. Then we started doing video for all of the chat episodes, and we just kept adding things until I was just flooded. I couldn't do anything. People would ask me. I was still doing audiobooks during this time, which obviously slowed down a lot. The only one I got out recently was Knuts von Holm's newest one, which was really good, by the way. But I was drowning. And about a month and a half ago, I was in the middle of a week. And if you've been listening to the show for a little while recently, you know that we don't actually have any sponsors right now. So I've basically just been keeping this going with capital that I have made in the past and my savings. and I haven't really looked for grants on the Pear Drive project yet because I really wanted to see it work. I wanted to know that we had the foundation to build on top of before I actually ask people for money, because I don't like taking money from people and not knowing if I can complete a project, especially with how much I was just packed with stuff, because everything was constantly not receiving the attention it deserved. And my schedule in general, my calendar just looked ridiculous. And I, for like 3 weeks, I was constantly like so stressed out. At the end of every day, I was working my butt off and feeling like I was literally more behind. Like every single day I was more behind because I had managed to make my obligations stacked faster than I could knock them off. And worst of all is I wasn't able to work on the things that I really wanted to work on. And I was getting so frustrated. And I realized there was just some day that I realized it had been a month and I hadn't had any fun. Like outside of just while in the middle of recording, while I would get interested or excited about something that I was reading or talking about. And then outside of that, it was just pain. It was just like, holy crap. I'm just stressed, just unbelievably stressed the whole time. And then it hit me. Nobody's even paying me for this right now. I have done all of this to myself. I'm the one who started two new podcasts. I'm the one who started the story workshop. I'm the one who decided I was going to write a chapter of a book and start on an outline for an entire book. I'm the one that took on two audiobooks. I am the one who created another video show and decided that all the chats were going to be video too so that people could watch them on YouTube. I'm the one that started a bunch of video projects in entirely different video workflows and entirely different software, which I had to just kind of learn and get used to for every single project, which just made all of those projects harder because I wanted to know which one was just going to be the right fit. And I was the one who gave myself the episode schedule and put all of these things in so that I had to get these things in at this time and on this day. And we knew that we had too much, and I was working with Johnny, shout out for him putting up with all of this through this craziness. But I've been working with him and trying to figure out how to bring all of this stuff together, because I still loved all of my shows, I still loved the content and stuff that I was doing. Like, these were the things that I was interested in, and then I try to take, you know, 4 hours out of a day and build some app with an LLM. Which was helping me because I would build something that would save me a whole lot more time, but I couldn't not fill the time with something else. I'd just be like, oh, well, let's add something. So then we were trying to figure out how to kind of rebrand to make the whole thing more cohesive. And we started pushing things more towards the Guy Swan Network. And we wanted the main feed to be all of the content and stuff that I talk about in the different shows that I do. And I even sat down with April and my sister-in-law at Merc Creative, and we went through and we made a whole branding for the Guy Swan Network. We did a layout for the website and all of this stuff. And we were trying to make all of these different puzzle pieces fit together into one picture. But I just had too much. But a funny thing happened, is right around this same time, what Bitcoin did, Peter McCormick, who's a friend of mine, by the way, I'm not giving him shit. If you saw my joke, my troll on him on Twitter or Noster, and that's what led you here. This was in reference to, because what Bitcoin did is now has the title Mr. Obnoxious, which, if I'm perfectly honest, I'm not really a big fan of the title, but I have still listened to his show. I've always liked Peter's show. But what Bitcoin did moved the brand away from Bitcoin, and he wants to go more towards like just general sound money, economics, politics, and just much more of a general audience. I think he's trying to position it kind of like a Bitcoiner Joe Rogan. And honestly, as big as his audience is, that might work really well for him. But then I was looking at the Guy Swan Network and the new branding, which I liked the way it looked. It was cool looking. But all I could think is that I didn't want to brand away to Guy Swan Network. I like Bitcoin Audible. I didn't want to steer away from Bitcoin. I was just trying to figure out how to make this other stuff fit. And so, I have decided to bring all of my shows together, and I fused them into something greater, into a show that I have titled Dr. Ridiculous. Except, no. It's just Bitcoin Audible. And I'm not bringing all of these other shows underneath the umbrella. There will simply not be any other episodes published on those other feeds. AI Unchained will be brought into this feed just so that you can find the historical episodes if you want to dig into them. The Pair Report is already brought underneath this feed, and Shitcoin Insider will also be brought underneath this feed. But henceforth, I will not be publishing any more episodes as those shows. I've got to cut some branches somewhere so that I can focus. Now, for anybody who's interested in the AI content, I know there are a lot of people out there, especially in Bitcoin, who really enjoyed the AI episodes, and that's why I felt obligated to keep it going. And also, it's something that I dig into a lot and really, really enjoy myself. Understand, the content that I do for those things isn't going away. I am still going to be talking about AI. I am 1000% still going to be talking about and doing shows on the Pair Stack. I will definitely have the Shitcoin Insider on the show to talk to him and dig into some shitcoin project or give just a roundup of the entire shitcoin ecosphere. They just won't be different shows. They are just going to be Bitcoin Audible. And that's what I should have done to begin with. I should have just given myself permission to do those topics on this show. And they're all related anyway. Go listen to AI Unchained and find a single episode in which I did not mention Bitcoin. It's a Bitcoin show as much as this one is. And everything that interests me practically is interesting in how it relates to Bitcoin and how Bitcoin affects it. I can't make it 2 hours in any other show or any other podcast or anything without bringing up Bitcoin. And you know, I do lots of episodes of this show, of Bitcoin Audible, and have done in the past that are just about economics, that are just about libertarianism, that are just about internet history, that are only about cryptography. But I didn't start new shows for those. You know, as Ron Swanson said, don't half-ass a bunch of things, whole-ass one thing. Now, for those of you who really do want to be hyper-focused or just want to get out the AI episodes and things, what we're doing now is we're separating out certain episode types, like the different series, like basics and guys takes and chats and reads and all these things. We're separating these out into different playlist and groups and libraries on the website, which the website is still far from done, but we are finally we actually have the time and the resources to devote just to that, because we were just drowned in all of this other stuff. And now that I've just kind of dropped away these other shows, this has really just kind of freed up an enormous amount of time, because if you've not noticed, I haven't really published for those other things more recently. We've basically already changed all the back end and how we're doing things. And oh my God, it's so much simpler. And for anybody who is interested in devs who can't code, I know I really liked the idea of that show. I also love the tagline, devs who can't code. It's fun. I like that line. That's another thing that I have, is I get in love with like naming a thing. And so like now it's a new thing because I like the name. That one should always just have been like a tagline. But again, I'm actually going to keep doing stuff like that. But rather than doing like an hour and a half, 2 hour session with Hope banging through all of this code, it's basically going to look like these short tutorials like I did with Pinocchio and the different tools that I use with AI. And again, it's all going to be under the Bitcoin Audible branding. So I will be tagging shows when they are, you know, specifically AI related, or I cover some news or new tool or something that I'm finding out, or a system that I'm doing. And I'll also just kind of have like a general video category that I do for YouTube. And I think it will also clean up kind of the chaos that is the YouTube and Rumble pages right now. Because YouTube in particular, you can't make like sub channels. So they're all just like interspersed between each other. And it looks, you just, I mean, you know, we've got really great cohesive branding. Like they all look like they're part of the same network of shows. But holy crap, it just, it seems weird to me. Oh my God. And I was like talking to people who were looking at sponsoring, or I would just be talking to people who were like, what do you do? And the ridiculousness of being like, oh, well, I host podcasts and I got AI and Chain and I got Bitcoin Audible and I got the Paraport. Like just this ridiculous long string. It required an explanation. And if you tell people that, if you have like that much stuff going on, nobody's going to remember it. Nobody's going to remember the title of four different podcasts or a YouTube channel or a video series if you're giving them a whole list. However, if you tell them one thing, they'll remember one thing. And I remember I actually talked about this all with my wife for a really long time. And she was the one that kind of kept like pushing me, nudging me in this direction. And after I had kind of let go of it all in my mind, because I didn't want to lose the, I love the intros, I love the look and the topic of AI Unchained, of the Paraport. Like I really do like all of this stuff that we did. But I remember we were at something with our kids were playing together and we were talking to somebody, and somebody asked, like, well, what do you do? And I was like, well, I have a show. I host Bitcoin Audible as a podcast. And I remember that was the first time in a long time that I had just given a simple answer to that question, and it was such relief. I was like, this is 100% what I should have done. The relief that I felt was palpable, and I basically took a week off. I just was like, not having it right now. I'm not gonna be stressed. I'm just gonna hang out with Rad and my wife, be with my family for a bit, get my head on straight, come to terms with, am I doing this? Is this the decision that we made? And what does that look like now? Like, what does my setup look like going forward? Now, like I said, I'm going to have all of these topics in the show because I think they're all Bitcoin related, and they're all, and because I have permission to, it's my choice. It's my freaking show. I can talk about whatever the hell I want to talk about. If you don't like it, suck it. But also, I love you and you should leave a really nice review and you should zap me on Noster. It reminded me of a story. It was about Steve Jobs. And when they were trying to lift Apple, he got fired from Apple, and then they brought him back, and he, you know, lifted it up out of the trajectory of ultimate destruction that it seemed to clearly be on. And so he got together, like, basically all of the high people in the thing of, like, you know, ideas, thinking about, like, let's figure out what we're going to do. Let's talk about, like, computers and devices and everything. And they went through and they just pulled as many ideas as they possibly could together. And they just had this big list of all these cool ideas and all of these projects and products and devices. And it was like, wow, we could do all of this stuff. And then he said, now choose three. And they proceeded to go through and chop every single thing off that list until they had three left. And that was what they would focus on. And importantly, because they were going to focus on those things, they were going to be done the right way. Everything in life is a trade-off. And we talk about this with Bitcoin a lot, is that, you know, Bitcoin is time, right? The whole idea is that you have a limited amount of time here, and you have to choose what you do with that time. And importantly, critically, that specifically means that what you choose to do with your time is explicitly at the cost of the other thing you are not doing. And my problem, and my brother's problem too, we talk about this all the time, and we're always talking about cool ideas and things we could build and think like neat things that would be great if they existed. But I have to remember, you know, I come up with like five interesting ideas that I want to explore every single day. And there's zero chance in hell that I get five ideas completed, especially not the ideas that I come up with. They're always huge and sprawling, or write a feature film, some crazy unrealistic crap, or starting a new podcast for crying out loud. But I come up with new ideas forever. I will be 98 years old and I'll be able to come up with 1,000 more ideas than I could ever complete. And there'll be 1,000 new things I want to read, or 1,000 new things I want to write, or 1,000 new shows I want to do, and I'll never be able to do them all. My responsibility to use my time the way it should be used is by deciding what the most important and most valuable thing out of that list I can do, and then to do those things right. Because it's not even worth it to do 100 things that never get to even become the vision that you had for them. So I'm taking one out of Steve Jobs' book. And we're cutting every branch except for three. And it's going to be Bitcoin Audible, my video work, and Pear Drive. And we're going to do those things the right way. Now, there are a lot of other side projects that I'll be wrapping up, and that I'm not like backing out on. And I will still do Audible work just in general. I'll be taking a pretty big step back, but I consider that part of Bitcoin Audible anyway, because it's just Bitcoin books that I'm reading. Same thing I do with the show. But honestly, I'll probably only do those things when it makes financial sense to do so. But I'm basically going to be wrapping up a number of those side projects that I am also very excited about, but I'm just going to get them to the end, and I'm going to stop adding things to them, and then we are going to streamline and focus on the things that are the most important here, and the things that I think are going to be the most valuable. We are absolutely headed into another bull market, and it's going to be a mess. There's going to be shit coins everywhere. There's going to be scams. There's going to be idiots telling awful, idiotic, completely nonsensical versions of why you should get into Bitcoin and why you should hold this, you get it on this stupid company's thing and get an ETF, and here's all this paper Bitcoin, and here's some derivatives. You can super leverage it over here. There's going to be a bunch of trading scams and gamblers and speculators, and there's going to be jurisdictional attacks, and then there's going to be countries embracing it. It's going to be I'm already exhausted of it. It's going to be wild. And so all the more reason why I think it's important that we stay focused. Do the thing that is most valuable for you to do. Contribute at what you can in the way that you are best able to contribute, or that someone else, no one else appears to be doing, even if it's small. I mean, the only thing I ever really did that just seemed to succeed was I just read articles. That was it. That's how all of this started. And it was a crappy show with a crappy title, Cryptoeconomy. Podcast cover looked ridiculous. It was just a picture of my coffee mug. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm super nostalgic for those days. And it was an epic time. And it was crazy that anybody had any interest in listening to my show. But that's all I did. That's all I did. I got home from work at the end of the day, an internet technician, and I read stuff on the podcast that I was interested in. But I found this to be true throughout my life. And it's also something that I've read in a lot of different books in various ways and framed from different perspectives and in different contexts. One of my favorite books that kind of covers this idea is The Power of Habit. I've listened to that one probably 5 or 6 times. It's definitely a good one to, if you haven't listened to it, or if you only listened or read it once, do it again. It's worth it, in my opinion, to try to internalize that as much as possible. One of the things it talks about, a general idea that I just picked up through 30,000 hours of reading, is that almost all real lasting success comes from doing one thing consistently, staying with that one thing after everyone else gives up or gets bored with it, and you get through that first emotional doldrum and keep with it, and that you work to get just a little bit better at it every single day. just 1% better every single day in some way and staying with it, and it just keeps compounding. So often, we will get stuck trying to do the next big thing, thinking that that big thing, that idea is going to be the thing that tips us over the edge, that suddenly explodes, and that's the really exciting thing, and that one will be the successful one. Rather than trying to figure out how to make the thing that we're doing right now 1% better. And I am so guilty of this. So guilty of thinking that the next project I work on is going to be the thing that blows up, or I just fall in love with it. I just like, oh, I could do this and this would be so cool, and I could have this show, or I could do this project or this thing. And I will sit down and my brother and I bullshit about cool ideas and big things that we're going to do and stuff, and always have our whole lives. We are very much idea people. But you know what that's like? You know, all I see now when I think about that is shitcoins. And I don't mean it like, oh, new ideas are a shitcoin. I mean it like thinking that the next thing, the next altcoin, the next smart contract platform is going to be the one that blows up and replaces Bitcoin. Or this investment is the one that's going to totally go to the moon. Or AI is the new technology we're going to invest all of it in. It's all short-term mindset. It's all, what can I do tomorrow or today to get 100x by changing what I'm doing? Rather than looking at what I have and asking, how do I make this 1% better? It is a short-term, it's a high time preference mentality. That I'm going to start a new thing that's going to be bigger and better, and that's going to be the thing that's huge. Because that's just a better idea than the one I'm working on right now. Rather than asking myself and focusing on how can I make this idea that I have right here in front of me 1% better. And 1% better isn't hard either. Like, you can keep that up. And just for fun, I did a little math. If you have $100, and rather than trying to get 100x or 3000x every single day, trying to find that thing that's just going to blow up, and you just try to focus on getting 1% more than you had yesterday, at the end of 365 days, you know how much money that is? $3,776. Keep doing that for another year, it's almost $400,000. Now, obviously, you're not going to get 1% every single day. You might fall back 1% some days when you're just frustrated or you decide not to do anything. But the thing is you keep going back to it. And you focus on the things that have long-term results, that are going to be the best things, and the things that you are still excited about, and the things that you are still sure are going to be more valuable a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now. I'm doing this show now for 6 years. Maybe seven, I don't know. But I love this show. I'm a podcaster now. I produce media, I produce content. It's weird, I never thought of myself like that. I never wanted to be an influencer, whatever the f*** that term even means. But I like to talk, I like to understand things, I like to educate people. And I like to read. And also, the thing that I felt like has suffered more than anything, and the thing that even has done well, like, people, you guys seem to like the things that I do in this, are my memes and my two sats. Trying to boil these ideas down to 3 minutes, 5 minutes, and be as cohesive and concrete with the concept and the analogy as I possibly can. And I also really, not only do I really love that, but I also, filmmaking was my first love. Like, that was the thing that sent me down any and all of these paths, really. It was what I went to college for. It was what in high school, I was certain I was going to be a movie director. And I thought there was a point in my life where I thought I had lost that, where I wasn't going to be that anymore. But I know I have a skill with that. I know I have a natural eye for editing and for story and for video work. And it always got pushed to the side. And literally the handful of videos that I have done, the two sats videos that I do, yet another series thing that I swear to God, I can't make it a couple of weeks without coming up with some new idea. That one was at least a good one. Like, I really, that wasn't like its own show or anything, really. It was just kind of like a tagline. But the ones that I've done have been literally more successful. Like, they've, more eyes have seen them, and I've gotten more people going, this is great. This actually explains something that's so hard. I can share this with people. I can send this to people who don't care about Bitcoin or don't know what this is, and they'll actually watch it. And yet it was something that I never had any time to devote to. And that seems so stupid. That seems so stupid to not be able to do one of the things that I know is one of the skills that I believe I have. And where I can provide a value that I think a lot of other people can't do as well as me. And I'm not trying to not be humble here, but I'm also not trying to be stupid and appear humble for no reason. Like, I think I have that skill. I think I'm good at that. And it seems to be true. It's just as stupid for me to not recognize that and be honest with myself about that. Because it's a really important place that I can be valuable that other people can't. Or more specifically, where other people aren't, where there's a bit of a hole in the market. I think I can take big, complex ideas. I think I've been doing it long enough in Bitcoin that I could explain everything in Bitcoin, every piece of Bitcoin in 3 minutes now. I can get it concise. I can get it easier to understand. I can make an analogy that makes it make sense. And damn it, if I've not read enough to have an armory of analogies and ideas and other people's brilliant works to pull from. So expect to see a lot more of that from me, because I think this is a way, this combines a number of my old skills and loves of projects and things that I work on, and I think puts it to its most valuable outcome, the most valuable thing that I can do with those tools. And Bitcoin Audible will continue to be the base in which I take the time to think through an idea slowly and read as much as I can get my hands on and discover a lot of these things with you guys, and then get your feedback, and then talk more about them, and then expand on them, and then realize where I was being a retard, and fix and correct those ideas, and, you know, find a new analogy and a new piece, et cetera, until I've got something new in my mind that I can break down in 3 minutes, in 5 minutes, and make it understandable for as many people as I can. And then the one development project I will do in accordance with that will be something that I believe will be massively helpful to all of us. It'll be hugely helpful to myself and my system and things that I've wanted to accomplish for a really long time. And it's an idea that I've had for a really long time. And it's one that I already know I'm willing to invest an enormous amount of money and time and energy into and stay the course, because I've already done it. We've been doing Pear Trap for like a year and a half or 2 years now. We had to go back to the drawing board like three times or four times. I don't even know. Feels like forever. Feels like a really long time. But holy crap, I think the reason I'm talking about it a lot recently on the show, I talked about it in the last episode, and the reason I'm talking about it right now is because I think I'm going to be holding it in my hand in the next day or two, and I'm going to be able to share it with you guys. I'm considering the number of times I've almost brought it up or I've hinted at it, and then a couple of days later I've been disappointed or realized that everything was bad and this was not going to work and we're going to have to, you know, turn things around. I would not do this again lightly. And I've seen almost every piece of it in action, and it is still bare bones. It's the core of what the features of how I want it to work. So it's not even UI yet. We're just talking about the function, the module itself that will simplify this and to make it easy to build with. But I swear, I think we are doing this right, and I think it is going to work. And we have stayed the course, and we are making it 1% better every single day. And I think I think all of this is going to pay off. But that's where my head's at. I wanted to share it with you guys. I've talked about it with my team, and everybody seems pretty on board. I'll admit I am sad to let AI Unchained go in the brand and the idea of AI Unchained. I've had a lot of fun with that. Like I said, I like the intro. I like having the open source AI show and that corner of the space, but I also feel like it's mostly just Bitcoiners. Like it's just all the Bitcoiners who are interested in AI. And I just want to talk about it on Bitcoin Audible. Like I'm just giving myself permission to talk about AI stuff on Bitcoin Audible. And we are going to, just for the fun of it, I am actually going to have slightly different branding for Guys Takes episodes when I'm specifically talking about something with the Pear Stack or AI Unchained and maybe even shitcoins. I don't know. That one feels a little bit less necessary, but I think we're going to change the laser eyes and the Guys Take thing to a different color. I don't know. It might be pointless. Like we'll just be able to separate them out on the show for like content type or what the topics of the shows are. So you'll be able to just listen to what's going on and stay up on what's going on with AI on this show. None of like really the content that I'm doing isn't actually going to change. It's all just going to be Bitcoin Audible. And then finally, you can expect a lot more video work, short form videos, memes, all of that stuff. I'm going to dedicate days out of every week, like 2 days, because there will be 3 shows every single week. Monday, Wednesday, Friday is the goal for when they release. It won't always work like that. Then I'm going to try to take 2 days and I'm going to focus on video work. So expect to see a lot more short form videos. I would love to get your thoughts on which ones you like the most, which ideas you think I should cover, what you think I should explain, because that will be a huge help. Like, what's one thing that you always wish you could explain or that you always get a question about and you wish you just had like an easy 3-minute video to counter or to basically give to that person to put them in the right mental framework so that they're not thinking about this in the fiat way and instead the Bitcoin way, et cetera, et cetera. I am devoting enormous, like way, way, way more attention. All the attention that got diverted away to those other branches is now going to be focused on that. And then we are staying the course and we are making Pear Drive 1% better every single day. And I'm going to have something really, really soon to show you guys. And I'm really, I'm effing jazzed about that one. So that's it. That's where my head has been. It kind of caught up on everything that's happened the last couple of months and me trying to put a model back together in my mind as to what the hell all of this stuff is that I'm doing, what I should be focusing on, and where my highest value add really is. Now understand, none of this is set in stone. This is an ongoing process of me figuring out what makes the most sense and where to stay focused and where to put my head down and make sure I get something just a little bit better every single day. I mean, you know, this is the whole idea of DCA and why you do Bitcoin only. It's because if you just stack $5 in Bitcoin every single day or every 3 days or something, at the end of 4 years, your world has changed. But if you just chase 100% or 100x every single day, you're going to probably end up broke at the end of 4 years and have missed an amazing opportunity that was actually easy, that was actually feasible every single day. 1% better is feasible. Every single day, trying to put away a couple of bucks in Bitcoin is completely realistic. You just have to get out of the fiat mindset. I just have to get out of the next big idea is the better thing, and that's the thing that I should work on, and I'm going to do another thing and a new thing tomorrow, and I need to think about the value that I have right now, the things that I know people get value out of, the skills that I know I can contribute that a lot of other people can't, skills and knowledge that I have earned over a ridiculous proof of work, in my opinion, and I need to apply them better, more directly, with a stronger focus, and I need to keep building. So we're rebranding back to Bitcoin Audible. And I hope you take this ride with me. I hope you subscribe on YouTube, here, right here on this podcast and the only podcast. Follow me on Twitter and Noster, and keep an eye out for some really exciting things in the coming future. And enjoy the roller coaster ride. It's gonna get crazy. Buckle up, bitches. And I'll catch you on the next one. This is Bitcoin Audible. I am Guy Swan. And until next time, everybody, take it easy, guys. It does not do to dwell on dreams and forget to live. Albus Dumbledore.